Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Hey, and we have three lines from the top of daf Ayin Hey, Amid Aleph, Utlasa Kroe Betruma Lomali. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Avadi Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Baruch Ben Rachel, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Miriam Bas Rivka, Leah Gittel Bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Zecharia Shimon Ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo Ben Yibadel L'chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So, we're continuing along, very much in the middle of a sugya, which discussed the second halach of the parak. So the perek started very, very slow. Ha'arul, la yoichel b'truma, 4.5 dafin dealing with ha'arul. Hatmein, la yoichel b'truma. The Gemara discussed the makarta the halacha, that a tummy is not allowed to eat truma. And then from there, it did a deep dive into some of the more nuances of this halacha. And what emerged was, is that a tummy is not allowed to eat truma. A tful yoim is also not allowed to eat truma. A mechusiki purim, however, is allowed to eat truma. So just the chazer, what does this mean? Every person that's tameh at some point is going to have to go to the mikvah. The mikvah is metahir. However, it's not a complete tahira. The complete tahira of the mikvah happens when this herev shemesh, uvo hashemesh v'tahir, when the sun sets, that's when this person becomes completely tahir. From the time that the person goes to the mikvah until the sun sets, he's considered a shtikl tameh, but also a shtikl tar. He's what's known in the vernacular as a tful yoim. There's a whole masechta that's dedicated to dealing with the halachas of a tful yoim. A tful yoim in certain areas of halacha has a din of a tahar. Certain areas of halacha has a din of a tameh. There are tmeyim that even after they went to the mikvah, and even after the sun set, they would still have to bring a carbon in order for them to be tar. That list of tmeyim is a very, very short list. It's a zav, bal shalish riyo, it's a zava, mitzayra, but there are times where a person would have to bring a carbon in order for them to be tar. If someone's tummy and didn't bring the carbon yet, he's what's known as a mechus kippur. Meaning, if he went to the mikvah, the sun set, but the only thing he didn't do was bring the carbon. He's a mechus kippurim, which again means that on some level he's tahar. He's even more tahar than the tful yoim because more happened. The sun set already. However, being that he didn't complete his taira because he still has to bring a carbon, so he's not 100% complete. Again, he's what's known as a mechus kippurim. As it relates to the iser for a tamei to eat kachin or a dover shal kedusha, the Gemara said, depending on what that Davar Shel Kedusha is, that will determine what level of Tumah it's going to relate to. So for example, Maisa Sheni is Kodesh. However, once a person that's Tumah goes to the mikvah, even if there was no Herav Shemesh, and Kol Shekein if he didn't bring any necessary carbon, meaning he's a Tful Yoim, the halach is a Tful Yoim is allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. Truma is considered more holy as it relates to this halacha. A Tful Yoim is not allowed to eat Truma. However, once this Herav Shemesh, even though he didn't bring the carbon yet, he's still a Mechus HaKippurim, the halach is he's going to be allowed to eat Truma. Kachim is the most Chomer. A Mechus HaKippurim is not allowed to eat Kachin. Bottom line is, the Gemara brought different psukim that deal specifically with the halacha of truma. How exactly it is that we know that a tameh is not allowed to eat truma, a tful yoim is not allowed to eat truma, but a mechus kippurim is allowed to eat truma. The Gemara now is going to really give us a summary of the psukim that deal with this halacha, three psukim, and the Gemara is going to explain why we need each one of these three psukim to teach us this halacha as it relates to a tameh who's not allowed to eat truma. Zok the Gemara, betlasa kroi betruma lamali. Why did the Torah have to give us three different psukim as it relates to a tameh not eating truma? Now, what are the three psukim? We have to know them because the Gemara is about to be mafalfa with them. The first pasuk is the pasuk that the sugi began with, the pasuk of Parshas Emor, ish ish mizera haroim, futsarua, oizav. He's a tamei. Bakodoshim lo yoichal adashe yeter. The halacha is he's not allowed to eat kachim, which the Gemara said means truma, adashe yeter, until he has tyra. The same is true. V'hanigei b'chol tmei nefesh or yishas sheteitzim imenu shichvazar. So the pasuk says that if somebody is tamei, the halacha is he's not allowed to eat truma adashe yeter. The next pasuk is nefesh ashetiga boy. V'tama ad ha'aref, v'lo yoichal min ha'kachim, ki imrochatz b'sari b'mayim. Someone that's tameh, he's going to be tameh ad ha'aref. He's not allowed to eat kachim unless he goes to the mikvah. And the pasuk continues and says, uva ha'shemesh v'toher v'acha yoichal min ha'kachim ki lach mehu. He has to wait until the sun sets. And this kachim is also talking about truma. So this is a second pasuk that says that someone that's tamei is not allowed to eat truma. What does he have to wait for? He has to wait for him to become tahor. This pasuk actually discusses in detail what tahor means. He's going to go to the mikveh, and not just that, the sun is going to set. The third pasuk is the pasuk that's mentioned in the parish of the Yoledes. And here too, Chazal Darshan, the Gemara brought the Braisa yesterday, it's talking about Truma and says that this Yoledes is not allowed to eat Truma because she's Tameh. When could she eat Truma? Ad Melois Yemei Tahara. So really, we have three psukim that say that a Tameh can't eat Truma until there's a Tahira. Once there's a Tahira, at that point, the Tameh will be able to eat Truma. So the Gemara says, why do you need these three psukim? So the Gemara says, really, you need them because the E, may ad ashe yitar, had we only had the pasuk that says, ish mizera harim futsuru oizabakachim loyachal ad ashe yitar, loy have yudana b'may. I wouldn't know what Tahira means. That pasuk doesn't even mention what the definition of Tahira is. It just says, you need Tahira. Kasav rachmanu ba shemesh v'tahir. So for that reason, we have the pasuk that says, ba shemesh v'tahir, to teach me what Tahira means. Number one, you go to the mikvah, because right before that it said, ki imrach, and then it says, and there was also a hair of Shemesh. So you know exactly what the Tahira means. Now, because of Rachmanu Ba Shemesh, had we had that pause, I would have thought a lot bar kaparo. I would have thought that's the only person who doesn't have to bring a carbon, where there is no carbon component. Again, like we saw in yesterday's daf, Avul the bar kaparo, but someone that needs to bring a carbon, Eima Adamaisi kaparo, maybe that person would need to wait until he actually brings kaparo, because of Rachmanu Admalois. So it's for that reason we have the pasuk by the Yoledes that says, Admalois Yimetah. And yesterday's daf, the Gemara talked through a little better what the limud is. There's two psukim in the parish of Yoledes. One pasuk sounds like she can eat kachim ad maloisi mei tahara. The other pasuk says you have to first bring the carb in order to be able to eat. And the Gemara said kam betruma, kam bekachim. But the point is ad maloisi mei tahara teaches me in the parish of Yoledes that even though she's a mechusik kippurim, she would not have to bring a carb in order to be able to eat truma. Because rachman ad malois. So let her just say ad malois. Have a mina. I would have thought afilu b'loi tefilo. I would have thought you don't even need tefilo. Right? What does the pasuk say? Ad malois imei tahara. Just count the days. Maybe that's enough. Because rachman ad ashe yitar. Therefore, we need the pasuk of ad ashe yitar. Now, where do you see an ad ashe yitar that you need tefilo? Ad ashe yitar just means tahira. Right, we started the Gemara that pasuk tells us nothing because it doesn't even say b'may yitar. All of a sudden now, adash yitar means that you have to have tefillah. So Tosfos asks the kasha, ayin sham. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that it's through a combination of these three psukim that we end up knowing the halacha of a tameh as it relates to truma. And what again is that halacha? A tameh is not allowed to eat truma. Even a tful yoim is not allowed to eat truma. However, a mechusik yipurim is allowed to eat truma. Zok to Gemara. So the very, very first part of the daf was discussing the tameh as it relates to eating truma. This next portion of the daf is going to talk about a tameh as it relates to kachim. So what's the halacha of a tameh and kachim? Tameh is not allowed to eat kachim. A tful yom is not allowed to eat kachim. And even a mechusik yipurim is not allowed to eat kachim. Person not allowed to eat kachim until he gets his total tahira. Says the Gemara, l'hach tana de palag aled de tanit v'rabbi Shmuel. According to the tana that argued with tanit v'rabbi Shmuel, the Omar who says, b'zav bal gimor riyos ube mitzayra muchli takasa medaber, that when it says in the Torah, ish mizera haroi, v'tzarua oizav bakachim lo yoichal ad asher yitar. Again, that's the pasuk that our sugya began with. And when we began the sugya, we said that this pasuk, when it says b'kachim lo yoichal, is talking about truma. And when it says v'tzaru ha'izav, it's talking about a mitzayra muskar, or zav bal shtei riyos, which we could appreciate now a little bit better. It's talking about someone that's not a mechusik yipurin. And ad asher yitar means until he has his regular taira, which is tefillah b'harav shemesh. And at that point, the halach is, he will start being able to eat truma. Now, there was a tana that argued with that Braisa. There was someone that argued with the Tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel, who teached that the Mitzayr is a Mitzayr Muskar and the Zav is a Baal Shtei Riyos. The Baal Plukta held that the Zav is really a Baal Gimel Riyos and the Mitzayr is a Mitzayr Muchlet. Now, if that's the case, when it says Adashe Yitar, then it's Mistaber, then it means Ademaisi Kapara. If the Torah is talking about Adashe Yitar, which means the person completes his Taira, the complete Tahira for these people is to bring a garment, which means Adashe Yitar means you have to do everything. Now, if that's the case, then what does the pasuk mean when it says b'kachim lo yoichal? Gemara doesn't speak this out, but it's implied from the Gemara that it's referring to kachim. Because if it means truma, then it wouldn't be true ad asher yitar. Because for truma, a mechusik yipurim would be okay. So if we're saying that we're talking about someone that needs to bring a carbon, and we're saying b'kachem lo yoichal adash yitor. Then bal karchuk, the definition of adash yitor means complete tahira, which means kaparo. Bal karchuk, then when it says b'kachem lo yoichal, it's referring to kachem. So what's the kasha? Trei kroy b'kachem lo amali. So why do I need two psukim to tell me that a mechusik kippurim is not allowed to eat kachem? Meaning this pasuk essentially is telling me that a mechusik kippurim is not allowed to eat kachem. Ishish mizayrahan vutzaruizok. He is someone that's a mechusik kippurim in order for him to get kaparo. Bal kachem lo yoichal adash yitor. He can't eat kachem until he completes his tahira, meaning even until he brings his carbon. Mechusik kippurim is not allowed to eat. That's one pasuk. What's the other pasuk? So yesterday's daf we had the other pasuk. It's the other pasuk by the Yoledes, where the pasuk says ve'kriva lufnei Hashem ve'chiper aleo, and then ve'tahara, and then afterwards she's going to be able to eat kachem. Right? That was the second pasuk. So you see from here that we have two psukim essentially telling me that a mechusik kippurim is not allowed to eat kachem. So for the Gemara, why do you need two psukim? And just in the cheshbon of the Gemara, if the pasuk ish mitzera harim vutzaru azav is talking about a zav bal shtei riyos and it's talking about a mitzayra muskar, then adash yitter means harif shemesh, which then means b'kachem l'yechal means truma. So then the question was, it's a third pasuk telling me tful yoyim and truma. Why do I need that pasuk? If this pasuk of Vahutzaru Aizav is a Mitzayra Mukhlet and is up Al Gimurius, so then it's talking about Adash Yitter, which means you bring the carbon, which means Mechusik Yipurim is not let it kachem. So it's a second mention of that halachas. And then the kash is, why do I need to psukim of a kachem loyachem? I mean, the Gemara is vaiter analyzing this pasuk, and the Gemara is saying, Maman of Shach, Zil Hachab is halach. If the pasuk means Truma, since in Dritam all you have to tell me Truma, and if it means kachem, since Faitam all you have to tell me kachem, the Gemara says, yeah, it's Rechidikas, Rechma Biledas, because I only have known the halacha that a Mechusik Yipurim is not let it kachem by Yoyled. I would have told Mishum the Meruba Tomasa. Right, the Tuma of a Yoledes is a Chiddush Nifla. It's a very, very long Tuma, depending on a Zachar and a Keva, but it goes for weeks and months. It's a very, very long Tuma. Ordinarily, there's no such. Even Tumas Meis is 7 days. So you don't have such a concept where somebody would be Tame for so long. So you would have thought, because it's Meruba Tomasa, it's a Churman the Tuma. Churman the Tuma did this a dinner. Mechosik Kimurim is not Lady Kachem. Avo Bazav. But as it relates to Azav, Emo Lady Kachem, Rechman Bazav, had we only known it by Azav, I would have thought Lehu the Michlaloi. Azav has a Chumra that there's never a situation where a person would be Roya Ziva and it would be Tahar. It's never Mutter. Zav is a big Tommy. Ava Yoledes, but Yoledes, a Maloy. It's possible to have a Yoledes who sees Dam where the Dam is going to be Tahar, not Tommy. In fact, it's the whole parasha of Dam Tahar. There's a certain period of time where any Dam that the woman sees is Dam Tum, and afterwards the Dam is going to be Dam Tahar. So being that Yoledes has a concept that it's Hutam Michlolo, which is a Chiddish, which is a big Kula, so you would have thought that I only know the Mechusik Purim by Zav is not Lady Truma. Maybe it's not Kachem. Then maybe it's not true for Yoledes. Tzricha, therefore we needed a Pasik side by Yoledes, side by Zav, because you couldn't learn Yoledes from Zav, and you couldn't learn Zav from Yoledes. Me'inyan le'inyan. The pasuk says, "V'choila sheyipol olav mehem." So we're talking about, and someone has an item, he has an object, and now all of a sudden, a sheretz fell on this object. B'moysan, it was a dead sheretz. Yitma, the halacha is it's going to be metama the thing that it fell on. We call kliyets, I beged, I oray. Sa kol kliyas sheyosem melacha behem. It doesn't matter what the keli was, but mayim yufa, you're going to have to put it in the mikvah. V'tame, and it's going to be tame ad ha'erev. Until the sun sets, the tahar, only then is it going to be tahar. So what the pasuk is saying is that if you have a item, and the item became tameh, before the item becomes tahar, you'd have to be toivel it. You'd have to wait for the sun to set, and only afterwards is it going to be tahar. So the Gemara is going to darshan this pasuk. Says the Gemara, but mayim yuva v'tameh ad ha'arev lamali. Why do I need this pasuk? Meaning, what is this pasuk teaching me? Now the Gemara assumes that what the pasuk is saying is that this keli that came in contact with tumah, until you put it in the mikvah and until the sun sets, is still going to be in a state of tumah as it relates to truma. Why? Because the halacha of truma always is that it's not enough that you have tefillah, you have to have tefillah and harif shemesh. A tefillah yom is not allowed to eat truma. So in the same vein, if you have a keli that's tameh, even if the keli is a tefillah yom, the keli went to the mikvah, and the keli didn't have harif shemesh, it's going to be in that state as well. But what's the Gemara's kasha? I know it already. Meaning, lomali, ich veisho in the halacha that a tefillah yom is also a truma. So why would I think a keli is different? I'm Rab Zeir said, linigia. No, it's not true. Because truma that we know tful yoyim, that's with regards to this rachila. That's talking about halacha. That's someone that's tummy is not allowed to eat truma. So for there, I know there's something called tful yoyim. But over here, we're dealing with a keli. You don't eat a keli, you touch a keli. So maybe once you toivel the keli, it's considered tar, even clapping the laws of truma, even though it's a tefillah yayim. So therefore, I need the pasuk to tell me that even with regards to negiyah, which is not on the same level as achilah, this halacha of tefillah yayim. The tanya, in fact, it's a braisa. So it says in the pasuk, this pasuk that we just read, that you have a keli that became tamei. So what does it say in the Torah? B'mayim yufa, you put in the mikvah, the tamei, right? The Gemara is going to be medactic in the words. V'tameh, it's going to be tameh ad ha'aref, until the evening. V'taher, and then afterwards it's going to be tameh. So the Gemara says like this. It says v'tameh, yachal ha'koyo. You would think it's tameh legamri until Harav Shemesh. Tamud loyme v'taher. It says afterwards v'taher. So what's the deal? So Rashi says, it says v'taher, and it didn't say v'yitar. V'yitar would imply that after the Harav Shemesh, moving forward, it's going to be tameh. V'tar is in the avar, and it sounds a little bit like you wait until Harav Shemesh, Vitar, and then it was always Tahar, which is a little bit of an oxymoron. But the Gemara says the word Vitar is mashma, it seems to imply a little bit that it was always Tahar. Now, if Vitar, Yachalakos, you would think, oh, it's Mamish done, no Tamalay Vitar, it says the Meiser, give it done. Okay, it's a Kan le Meiser, Kan le Truma. As it relates to Meiser Sheini, so there it's going to be considered Tahar. As it relates to Truma, it's going to be considered Tahar. What's the Svara? Meiser Sheini, the halacha is that Tful Yoyim is Mutter B'Maisa Sheni. So a Tful Yoyim is Mutter B'Maisa Sheni. A Gavra Tful Yoyim is Ladi Maisa Sheni. So a Keli Tful Yoyim will be able to touch Maisa Sheni. However, Truma, Gavra Tful Yoyim is also the Truma. So to a Keli Tful Yoyim will be also the Truma. So come on, the Epechana. Maybe Fakert. Maybe the Cheftza Tful Yoyim is also the Maisa and Mutter B'Truma. So the Gemara says, Mistabrok, Yehecha the Chamir, Achilo the Truma, Achilo the Maisa, Achanami Chamir, Negiya the Truma, Negiya the Maisa. No, it's very simple. Like we just spoke out. Just like as it relates to Achila, the Gavra, the Mensch, the Achila Halacha, the din is that there is a loch of tful yoyim by truma of a nish by ma'aser sheni. So to the cheftz, it's going to be the same way. Iba is saying the Gemara says could be negia the truma mihacha nafka as it relates to this halacha that negia the truma that a tful yoyim is not of a cheftza is going to be a problem. It's learned out from somewhere else. What's the makar? Another pasuk. It says bechol kodesh loy siga. And we learn from here azara lo'eichel. This is an azara that someone that's tameh is not allowed to eat truma. Maybe when it means you're not allowed to touch it. After all, that's what the pasuk says. Bechol kodesh loy siga. Tamud loyme bechol kodesh loy siga. And then right afterwards it says v'la mikdash loy savei. Makdash kodesh lo mikdash. When makdash the kodesh to the mikdash. Not mikdash lo v'sheish benetilos hashamo. Just like the mikdash is a davar sheyesh boy in etilas l'shama, because if someone's tamei and he enters the base of mikdash, he's chayv karis. Af kodesh davar sheyesh boy in etilas l'shama. So to the kodesh over here must be dealing with a kodesh that involves etilas l'shama. A type of kodesh with halach is if somebody would eat it, he would be chayv misa. But as it relates to Neleka, as it relates to Negev, if somebody touches Tumma, there's no Netilas Neshama, there's no Chi of Misa, if someone Tame touches Truma. Balkarcha, what it's talking about is eating it, and that's how you know that even though it says Bechol Kodesh Leisigo, it doesn't mean Negev, what it means is Achila. So the Gemara says, here's the punchline, the Haida Afki B'Loshen Negev, so why then did the Torah say Loshen Negev? Hachi comrades coming to teach me negiya ka'achilo. So you see already that when it comes to a person touching truma, it's the same as it relates to eating truma. And just like a tful yoyim is not allowed to eat truma, so to a tful yoyim is not allowed to touch truma. So now going back to the cheftza that's tameh, we on the one hand, a cheftza that's a tful yoyim is tameh. It says v'tame. On the other hand, it says v'tar, which is mashma that it's tar. Kam b'maisa, kam b'truma. Which one should be maisa, which one should be truma? So the Gemara says it's mistaber that the tumah is referring to truma and the ta'ira is referring to maisa sheni. Mecha teisi zok the Gemara. So the first ta'ira of the Gemara was because by achila that's the way it is. V'iba yaseim is zok the Gemara. Even better. Even when it comes to negia, a person that's tameh, that's a tful yoyim, that touches truma, I know for sure is matama the truma. How do I know? The b'chol kodesh loy siga, and really it means achila, but mid the afke, from the fact that Terry used the word siga to explain to me halacha, that's related to achila, you see from it that they're the same thing. So once you see in negia kufa, as it relates to the gavra, the halacha is a tful yoyim that touches truma, is giving me matama the truma, so too it's mistabra, as it relates to the chefza, it's going to be the same thing. And hadron halach, this first part of today's daf, and really this sugya as it relates to tmeim eating truma. So the Gemara now is going to go me'inyan le'inyan, not so much ba'isa inyan, and it discusses the seif of the Mishnah, which discusses the halachas of a p'tzua daka and a krus shafcha. That's actually the proper pronunciation, even though it's yikarish might be yisrael krus shifcha, but really in the pasuk itself it's a krus shafcha. So what exactly is a p'tzua daka? What exactly is a krus shafcha? So the Gemara is going to define it. Now, Hatzad HaShava, between a Krus, Ptua Dak and a Krus Shavcha, these are people that have a mum, Ba'oisai Maka, as a result of which this person can't father a child. It's for that reason, the Torah said, La Yavoi Pitzua daka, uchrus shofcha, bikal Hashem. Someone that's a pitzua daka, or someone that's a chrus shofcha, has an iser love bikal Hashem. Literally, he's treated like a mamzer. A mamzer, the pasuk says, lo yovei mamzer bikal Hashem. We're going to see in the Gemara is going to actually equate on some level. But this person, who's not a mamzer, all he has is a mum. The Gemara is going to define the mum in a more technical way. But the bottom line is that halach is that a ptua dak and a krus shofcha, the halach is lo yovei b'chal Hashem. Now the Mishnah said, what's the halacha as it relates to a ptua dak and a krus shofcha in Hilchas Truma? Meaning, the Mishnah began, ha'aru lo yechel b'truma, t'meyim lo yechel b'truma, nishayim v'avdeyim lo yechel b'truma. What about a ptua dak? So the Mishnah said, a ptua dak and krus shofcha, hein v'avdeyim lo yechel. Them and their avodim are allowed to eat truma. However, unashayim lo yechel. Their wives are not allowed to eat truma. The reason their wives are not allowed to eat truma is because they're not allowed to be married to their wives. So being that they're not allowed to be married to their wives, so by definition, if the wives were nivalot to the ptua dak and the krus shofcha, they become chalolim, as we saw in the previous dafin, and they become anyway snifso from being able to eat truma. So a ptua dak and a krus shifcha, they themselves could eat truma, because at the end of the day, even though layova bekal Hashem, but they're still zera kosher, they're still kohanim, if applicable, but their wives would not be able to. Then the Mishnah said to him, lo yada. However, let's say somebody became a krus shifcha ptua dak after they were married already, and there was never a beer since then. So then the halacha is, lo yada mishanasa ptua dak or krus shifcha, arei lo yaychu, then they will be able to eat it. Meaning, if there was a beer, so then the froy becomes a halal, then moving forward, she's not able to eat truma anymore. But if there was never a beer, so in that instance, there's no reason for this to be an issue. In other words, the Mishnah is really saying a chiddush. What the Mishnah is saying is that if there's a woman, an ishik sheira, that's married to a kohen, let's say, and the kohen is someone that she's not allowed to be married to, but there was never a bia psula, she's considered kinyan kasvei of the kohen, and as a result, she's allowed to eat truma. Only once there's a bia does it become a problem. Now, if it sounds familiar, this tzir, it's because we talked about this shaneimo. It was an arichos, arguably one of the harder gemaras in Masechtas Yevamos, which is saying a lot. And that was, it was a Mishnah on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, which the Mishnah had a discussion with. It was an Amana L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyed, but Min Ha'erisin, Yoichlu B'Truma, or Lo Yoichlu B'Truma. Incidentally, that sugya really very much launched these next 20 dafin, which I've been talking about truma, and I think if we go back now, a chazer over, that daf probably wouldn't be as hard, now that we're already ligging the shtickle and the sugis of truma. But the Mishnah said that if there was an amon al-kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyed, which is not an okay marriage, but all there was erisin, so it was machlekes tanaim, whether this woman would be allowed to eat truma, or would she not be allowed to eat truma? Again, a Bas Yisrael is married to a kohen, let's say, but this is a problematic marriage. Could she eat truma, could she not? As if there was a bia of Adana. But here, all there was erisin. So what was the halacha? The Tanakama, who the Gemara put a name to the face, said was Rameir. Rameir said, lo yoichle b'truma, not let eat truma. Plus, Reb Shim Machshirim, they said she would be able to eat truma. What was Pshad in Shitas Rameir? The Gemara said, because Rameir holds that Mishtameres l'bia psula d'iraisa lo yoichle. Being that in the event that there'll be a beer, it's going to be a problem. So, azazot ishus, a king in kaspoy, that's mishtameres, there'll be a psula, that lachas is going to be a problem. It was Rabbi Shimon said, no, mishtameres, there'll be a psula, they raisa achlo. Our case, our mishnah is mamish that case. You have a situation where there's a marriage, there's a kinyan kasbei between a Bas Yisrael and a kohen, which is a siba for this woman to be able to eat truma. However, it's mishtameres, it'll be absurd. There was no beer yet, so she's not a chalala. No, chlor, not a chalala. But at the same time, this issues can't be a siba for her to be able to eat married, for her to be able to eat truma, because she's mishtameres, it'll be absurd. So zok the Gemara, Gishmak, man, Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah who holds mishtameres, it'll be absurd, dairaisa achla, that even though it's mishtameres, it'll be absurd. In this case, a ptua dak and a krus shofcha. Right, so it's mishtameres, it'll be absurd. So who's the man that says, achla, I'm Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Loz, I'm machloik ishnuya. It's really a totally machloik is Tana, I'm Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimini, as Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimini. Which machloik is Tana? Like it's done on the mission daf and vav and ways that we just mentioned. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, "I feel the Tamer Rameir." Could be our mission is going even going to Rameir. I Rameir holds Moshe Rameir's Lebi Absul Day Raisa is Bram Shani Hoch. Here it's different. Shekvar Achlo. Here she was eating already. Over there, Rameir's case was where there was Eris. There was never a time where she was able to eat truma, or there was never a time where it wasn't mishtameres l'bi apsula. So being that it was always mishtameres l'bi apsula, therefore it was a problem. Over here, when they got married originally, he wasn't a ptua dak and krus shivcha, and as a result, it was not mishtameres l'bi apsula. Kfar roch is a difference. Rabbi Laza, what does Rabbi Laza hold? Shekfar roch l'leyam minin. He doesn't hold that that's from dilei temehochi, and he's not a proof to you, there's no such thing as kfar roch. Bas Yisrael shenissus l'kai. If a Bas Yisrael married a kai, she's allowed to eat truma. Umei spaila. Then her husband dies. She has no children. What's the halacha? She can't eat truma anymore. Toicha. Why do we say she's always allowed to eat truma? She kvar achla. Elamai, you see, you don't say kvar achla. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there it's different. Hasam paka kinyane. Over there, when the man dies, she's no longer king in kaspa. So if she's no longer king in kaspa, so why should she be eating truma? Now if she has a child, the child is maichel the truma. But there is no child. So the only person that could be maichel would be the husband. The husband would require kinyan kaspa elebchenish, or he gave her a get. As a result, there's no kinyan kaspa. Over here, loipacha kinyane. Over here, you have a siba for achilas truma. The question is, mishtameres l'bil psul, does that get in the way? Alzen nemar, there's something called kfar achla. Over there, kfar achla doesn't help because there's no siba. You have to have a siba for it to be able to eat truma. Where there's a siba for it to eat truma, there's a dover study getting in the way. So Rabbi Yechanan says, I'll tell you a svara called kfar achla. If there's no siba in the event that he died about her, she's not going to be able to eat truma. As for that reason, it's said Rabbi Yechanan, it's not a tzusha. Now from here until the end of the daf is going to be very, very technical. We're going to go through it fairly quickly. But the Gemara is going to discuss the more specifics of a ptsua daka and of a krus shofcha. Zok the heilige Gemara. Ezeu ptsua daka. Tanu rabbanon. We learned in a braisa. Ezeu ptsua daka. What is the definition of a ptsua daka? Kol shenivtsu beitzim shalai. If the beitzim of the person were wounded, Niftu, Rashi says, it's miloshon petza tachas potza. Right, so some sort of bruise, some sort of wound. If they were wounded, that's considered a ptsuadak. Afilu achas mehem, even if it only happened to one of the beitzim. Afilu nikvu, even if there was just a hole. Afilu nimoiku. So Rashi says, nimoiku means there was a maka, the huktenu, and they became smaller. Afilu chasru, and even if it's just that a little bit, Rashi says a kol shu is missing. All these cases would be considered cases of tzuadak. I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Yisro, Rabbi Yechon ben Broiko. Shamati, I heard in Pecham ben Karen B'Yavna. I heard in the name of the Chachamim ben Karen B'Yavna. Kol shu ein lo yelo beitza achas. If someone has only one beitza, ein lo yelo saras cham. So this person is a saras cham. The kosher is going to be kosher. So a saras is someone that can't have children. A saras cham was someone that couldn't have children because of chama, because of some sort of illness, as opposed to a Saras Adam, where he can't have children because someone did something to him, he was castrated. But said Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechman Breuk, that I heard in Karen B'Yavna, this is circa post Churban Bayesheni, that Dartin Hamme gesagt, that if someone has only one Beitza, he's going to be kosher because he's a Saras Cham. Faitimar Saras Cham is Al-Gadaitach. He's not a Saras Chama. That's not what a Saras Chama is, right? Ain't no yellow Saras Chama. It's not true. A Saras Chama is someone that can't have children because of an illness. Misha ain't no yellow Beitza Achas has nothing to do with Saras Chama. He has only one Beitza. It's not to do it. It's a different Indian. Mara says, you're right. Ella Harehu kiss Saras Chama. He's not a Saras Chama, but he's like a Saras Chama. Meaning, just like a Saras Chama is kosher, he too the kosher, he is going to be kosher as well. Now, the truth is, the big discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly this means. Meaning, we started off Ezel Betzua Daka. Kol shenivtsu beitzim, afilu achas mehem, afilu nikfu, afilu nimoiku, afilu chasru, right? Even only one. So if one of the beitzim has a little bit of a little bit of an issue, that automatically makes this person into a ptsuadaka. Then the Gemara says, if he only has one beitza, he's a saris cham, and alachas is kasha. How's that possible? How could it be that if someone has a mum in one beitza, he's a ptsuadaka liyovah b'kal Hashem, and if he's missing it legamri? So the bottom of Tosfos here on the Amid, it goes on to Amid Beis, Tosfos discusses this, right? Tosfos says it's a tema, that b'muscharishin, how could it be that if a person doesn't have the beitza at all, it's going to be better off than if there's an issue? So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim, Ayin Sham. Zok the Gemara, that the Braisa mentioned what a Ptsua Daka is, and a whole list. One of the things was Vafilu Nikfu. Now, if that's the case, that means if someone has a Nekif in his Beitza, he's Enei Mar, he can't have a child. And this is very, very important. It's important in terms of the Halach Lamaisa of the Sugis of Ptsua Daka, which is Dvarim Atikin. But the reason is because it's clear in the Gemara, this one line is one of the Makairas, but throughout the Gemara it's Mavur, that if someone has an issue, but he's able to be Moilit, for sure he's not a Ptsuadaka. I mean, there's a lot of criteria for someone to ultimately be considered La Halacha Ptsuadaka Kru Shivcha. But Ein Zach is klar. If he's Royal Lahoilit, nah. Now the Emma says there are things our Gemara is going to say would render a person Ptsuadaka, which today scientifically we know is not the case in terms of this person being able to be Moilit. And the Pashtus, therefore, amongst the Paiskim is, these people would not be considered a Ptsuadaka. Because it's Mavur in the Gemara that their reason the Ptsuadaka is Liyavah B'Kal Hashem is because he can't be Moilit. to the extent he could be moiled, avada yovei v'yovei b'kal Hashem. That's the pashtus. How could it be the mitzvah is not like our Gemara? And we're going to see in a minute the Gemara is even going to address it. So nishtana hateva. Nishtana hateva is a sugya arucha b'fnei atzmai, and it plays itself out very much in the sugya p'tzur daka. Fascinating. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, nikev loy moiled. If you're telling me there's someone that has a naked inside, even one beitza, that loch is he's a p'tzur daka, that implies he can't be moiled. Is that true? Vahu gavet the soul of the dick. There was a person that was climbing up a tree. The charze silva b'beitzim, and there was a kites. There was a thorn, and it went into his beitzim. The nafak mineka chutta mugla, and all of a sudden, a certain liquid came out. V'oilid, and afterwards, he had a child. So he had a nekev inside his beitzim. Afal pikin, he was able to be moilid yiladim. So how does Hashem with halacha that someone that has a nekev, even in beitz achas, he's considered a p'tzua daka? So the Gemara says you have to know the end of that story. Hashalach le Shmuel kami derav, Shmuel the doctor. Shmuel sent Rav v'omalei, and he told him tzei v'chazer albanim me'ayinim. He says go do a little bit of research, find out who the father really is. Because he didn't believe that it was possible for this person to be able to have a father or a child based on the Messiah of Chazal, that if someone has a negative, a filu b'beitza achas, that would render him a p'tzua daka. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu. Another very important halach in the sugya p'tzua daka. P'tzua daka b'dei shamayim kasha. If someone is a p'tzua daka b'dei shamayim, the halach is he's going to be considered kasha. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hainu de Karinan. That's why the pasuk says p'tzua. For loy Karinan ha p'tzua. There's no hey ayadiyah. If there would have been a hey ayadiyah, it would be mashma, he was born that way. So that would be Bidei Shamayim. No, Ptsua means it's something that happened later on, and therefore, it's not, if it was Bidei Shamayim, he's not a Ptsua Adak. Just like a Mamzer is Bidei Adam, obviously comes through an illicit marriage, Afkan Bidei Adam, so too as relates to Ptsua Adak, it's only if it's Bidei Adam. The emes is big Shailan the Rishonim. What Rava meant when he said, or what Rav Yehuda Mashmul meant when he said, "Ptzua daka b'dei shamayim kasha." What is the taicha b'dei shamayim? So Rashi says, "B'dei shamayim the letz the bright tashira al yedei re'emim ubarad oimimeima." It means either the person was born that way, or it happened through some sort of event. The Rambam says more pashut, "B'dei shamayim" means it happened because of an illness. So a person had an illness, and machmas dead, he ended up becoming a p'tzua daka. So it's a big machloikis whether you could be medayik from Rashi, that Rashi held not that way. That Rashi held that even if it came machmas achayli, it wouldn't be considered b'dei shamayim. Some say that maybe Rashi held that if it comes al-yidei chayli, on some level, maybe the person did something to contribute to the chayli, and therefore it's not considered b'dei shamayim, it's considered b'dei yodim. Abasach dinginzich, and this is again, this is very much part of the whole noisei of p'tzua daka, muscha rishon, it's a mefurish Rambam, not debatable, that if someone's a p'tzua daka and the reason there's an issue is was machmas chayli, for sure he would not be considered a p'tzua daka. As it relates to Shitas Rashi, that's a little bit of a shayla. Zokta Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said, as it relates to a p'tzua daka and as it relates to a krus shifcha, so it's actually interesting that the word p'tzua daka, right, comes together. P'tzua daka. It's really two different people. It's going to be clear in this next Gemara we're about to say. But it's really two different people. And that means if you look at Rashi, Rashi in Chumash, lo yovei p'tzua daka uchrus shofcha b'kal Hashem. P'tzua daka means shenifzu oy nitku beitzim shalai. So he's a p'tzua if it was nifzu beitzim shalai. He's a daka if it was nitku beitzim shalai. Now obviously it's similar, and that's why it's p'tzua daka, but really a p'tzua is one thing, a daka is another thing. Krus shofcha, Rashi says in Chumash, is shenichras agid, where the gid was completely severed. But regardless, in Rava's memory, it's going to come very clear. Amar Rava, p'tzua bikulan. When it comes to a p'tzua, it's true bikulan. We'll see what that means. Dach, when it comes to the daka component of p'tzua daka, it's eichet bikulan. And krus is also bikulan. P'tzua bikulan, bein shenifts agid. It doesn't matter if the gid is what was wounded. Bein shenifts beitzim, it happened to the beitzim. Bein shenifts chutei beitzim. So these are like these things that are attached to the beitzim. Dach, bikulan is the same thing. Bein shenidach agid, bein shenitku beitzim, bein shenitku chutei beitzim. And krus bikulan, krus is also for all three. Bein shenichas agid, bein shenichasu beitzim, bein shenichasu chutei beitzim. The halach is going to be, it'll be a p'tua daka, k'mshofcha, k'mshifcha, amaleah hu min rabbanon l'rava. One of the rabbanon told Rava, mimai, d'hai p'tua daka v'yisamaka. So one of the rabbanon came and he asked Rava a question. So Rava's clearly talking a lot here in this sugya. And he comes to Rava, Rava's giving shir in the sugya of p'tua daka, and he says, you know, I have a very fundamental question. How do you even know that a p'tua daka is v'yisamaka? Echateisni. Eimimei roisha. Maybe it means the person was bruised in his head. How do you know that it's Ba'isa Makim? Amaleisa, he told him, because if you look at, let's say, the lav of Mamzer, lo yovei Mamzer b'kal Hashem, gam deir asiri lo yovei b'kal Hashem, lo yovei amoni meyavi b'kal Hashem, gam deir asiri lo yovei. When it comes to the Adoimi and the Mitzri, dar shlishi, over here, seret nishvegen deiris. You know why? Because we're talking about someone that can't be Meilid Dairis. So it's not a gay of the next door because there is no next door. By the way, it's another Gemara where it's before that the Taich of Tzodak and Krushovcha is Davka someone that's not able to. So says the Gemara, Shmami no, Rabbi said, must be Spicer Malkin. But the Gemara, Smechatesi. Maybe the reason it didn't mention Dairis, not because he can't father children. Maybe the reason it doesn't mention Dairis is because there is no halach about Dairis. Vidilmo, Haidle, Marabai Dairis, Ehuda Asir, Brei Ubar, Brei Kasher. Because all the children, the Enoch, and all the Dairis, maybe not a problem. Maybe they didn't mention Dairis. This is not true. Has to mention Dairis. Maybe he didn't mention Dairis because Nish Demis. So the Gemara says, I hear. I'll tell you a different reason. Dum you de Khrushchevcha. Ma Khrushchevcha by Samakam. Just like the Khrushchevcha is by Samakam. Afainami by Samakam. So the Ptuadak and the Khrushchevcha, they come together. Clearly it's Me'inyan Le'inyan. That's by Samakam. So this is also by Samakam. Talking about Khrushchevcha goofy and reminded by Samakam. How do you know it's by Samakam? Emo misfase. Maybe there's something on his lips. So what's the Cheshbin? The Cheshbin is Shavcha's Miloshin Shoifech. Something is pouring. So, Isa Makim, a person has Meiraglayim, so something is pouring. But the Gemara says something can pour out of a person's lips, so maybe it means Fase. So the Gemara says, Shofcha Ksiv. It says Shofcha. So, we need help from the Hilger Rashi. Rashi says, Upiv Einoi Shoifech El Zoyrek Lemerachik. When a person spits, that's when saliva would come out of his mouth, it goes the Meirachik. It's not Shoifech. Shoifech has a subtle connotation, and that would be true for Oysa Makim. Zok de Gemara, the Ema Mechaitmai. Maybe it means a person's nose, right? Something can pour out of a person's nose. So the Gemara says, Miksiv Bishvoich, Kroy Shofchoksiv. Which means, Misha al yedei krisa shayfech. Only someone that if there was a krisa, it would be shayfech. Ob shloy al yedei krisa, eino shayfech, ela mikaleach. Lafuke haidi, idi vi idi shayfecho. Meaning, it's true. A person has things that are shayfech sometimes from his nose. But it's always shayfech. As opposed to Oysa Makim, where the only time it's really going to be shayfech is in the event that it was actually nichras. He's injured over there. Because ordinarily, the Ma'er Aglayim are not considered to be al yedei shficha, but rather it's considered to be kiluach. Again, these are all subtleties, but the bottom line is that you see a krush shificha is someone that's shayfech, but only shaykhrech when it's nichras agid. The only thing that qualifies as that is Oysa Makim. So once krush shificha means Oysa Makim, so too p'tzuadaka is also going to mean Oysa Makim. On a braisa said a different shot. You want to know how we know a b'tzua daka is b'isa makim? Nemar lo yovei b'tzua daka. The nemar and it says lo yovei mamzer. Mar lo halam b'isa makim. Right? Has someone become a mamzer through a bia asura, which is b'isa makim? Afkam b'isa makim. So too b'tzua daka and krus shifcha for that matter as well are going to be dafka b'isa makim. Now, one of the definitions of a Petzua Daka is if a person has a Nekev, even in one Beitza, if there's a Nekev, that would make him into a Petzua Daka. Says the Gemara, Nikev Lemata Me'atara, what would be if the person had a Nekev? The Nekev was underneath the Atara, Shnekinegdoi Lemaila Me'atara, and the Nekev went through the entire Aver, but on the other side, it was Lemaila Me'atara. What would be the halach over there? Now, the background to this is really the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Daf Ayin Amad Aleph, when it discussed the halachas of Ptzua Dako, so the Mishnah said, Ve'izel Ptzua Dako, kol shenivtzu ha-beitzim shaloi, afilo achas mehem, ukrush shofcho, kol shenichras ha-git, im nishtayir me'atoro, afilo kichut ha-sayra kashim. So it was implied already that the halachas of Ptzua Dako and Krushivcho, what matters is if it happens on the side of that Torah that's closer to the guf. But if it's on the side of that Torah that's further away from the guf, then it's not going to be a problem. As it relates to just the Taicha of the Gemara, Lemala is the area that's closer to the guf. Lamata is the area farther away from the guf. So it's clear then that the issues would have to be Mina Torah u Lemaila. Okay, here was the question. What happens if the Nekev started Mina Torah Lemata? So far, that's not a problem because it's on the other side of the Atara, which is not going to be an issue. However, it ended up, it went through, and it ended up l'mailo. So Rabbi Rabba thought it's going to be kosher. Why? Because it started off l'mata. Amalei Ravasi, Ravasi said, Achim Rabbi Shulman Levi, Atei Rabbi Shulman Levi said, Atara koshi me'akeves. So what does that mean? Ayin Rashi, Ayin Tosis. But Tosis says one line that what it means is that as long as there's even a little bit, that's l'mailo. Even mitzad echad is a nekif l'mailo. Once is a nekif koshu, even lamayla, even if it started on the other side, it doesn't matter. It's always going to be a problem. Im nishnayer me'atara. So again, going back to the Mishnah, which also talked a little bit about the definition of a Tzua Daka and a Krush Shifcha. So the Mishnah said, referring to the Krush Shifcha. So again, the Krush Shifcha is someone that it was Nichras, right? The Tzua is, it was Nifza, Miloshen, Petza, Tachas, Patza. The Daka part, it was crushed, Miloshen, Madoyach, Madoycha. And then you have the Krush Shifcha, which the Mishnah already says it was, it's Miloshen Krus, it was Nichras. So the Mishnah said, Im Nishtayim Me'ataru, if this part of the Atara that's remaining, afilu kuchot asayir, even if there's only a chut asayir of the Atara, that's already going to be kosher. Meaning, if the Atara is not there, kolshkin, whatever's lamata me Atara, that's when it's a problem. But if there's even a little bit of the Atara, it's going to be fine. Yes, Ravina, we come up by you, Ravina said. And he had the following, when we say that the maloy achut, right, if there's a maloy achut of the Atara, that's enough for it to be okay. Doesn't mean I'll play kula, it means the entire circumference of the Aver has to have a chut thickness of Atara, or I'll play Ruba. Or right, meaning for sure, right. The question was everything or most of it. Amalei Rava Taisva, so Rava Taisva, some have the Gersa, Rabba Taisva, said the Ravina to Ravina, Maloy Achot, Alpnei Ruba, Uklape Resha. Not only that, it has to be Klape Resha, meaning it has to be the part of the Atar. You have a little tiny part of the Atar, but it has to be the part of the Atar that's closer to Lamaila, closer to the Guf, as opposed to Lamata. So you have to know what the Metzias is, but in the event that a person had a Metzias, where Lamata from the Atar was not there, and even Lamaila, a lot was cut off. There was one chut, but the chut is not the part that's mechuber to the lamayla part of the aver, so that wouldn't be okay. So you need the chut, and the chut has to be klapi reisha, but if it's klapi mata, then it wouldn't be. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, kikumas. If somebody is damaged by oisa makim, and as a result, his aver now was cut, and it's shaped like a kumas. That's the quill, the feder, that the seifrim used to write with. Ksheir, the halach is, this person is not a ptsuadak, he's not a krushofcha, he's going to be kosher, he's going to be mutalavi b'kal Hashem, kim marzev. What happens if something happened to the gid, it was nichras, and now it's shaped like a marzev? A marzev literally is a gutter. So then psula, it's going to be pasul. Now, obviously, in both of these cases, this person was injured. In one case, it's shaped like a kolmus, which means, like, on a diagonal, some of it was cut off. Kemarzev means the sides of the Ivra are still there, but inside, something was cut off. So the halacha is, if it's kekumas, it's going to be kosher. If it's kemarzev, it's going to be possible. The Gemara says, what's the difference? I mean, both of them sound like they're a problem. Hai shalat ba'avira, v'hai lai shalat ba'avira. It's sindritimal. It's the same exact halacha. The only time someone's a p'tzua daka krushivcha is if he can't be moiled. If he can be moiled, it's not a problem. Someone where it was kemarzev, what's going to happen is, Aver is going to come into the Aver, and because the Aver is going to come into the Aver is going to mess up the Zera, so this person won't be able to have a child. In the case that it's Kekumis, so there the Aver is not going to affect, and because it's not going to affect the Zera, so therefore, he'll be able to be Moiled. If he'll be able to be Moiled, he's not going to be possible. Rav Chizda said just the opposite. Kemarzev Cher Kekumis Psula. If it's now shaped like a Marzev, then it's going to be Kacher. If it's like a Kekumis, it's going to be possible. And he said, what's the difference? Because Hai Garit, Vahai Loi Garit. So Rashi says that in the event that the Aver is Kekumis, so B'shas Tashmish, the Aver is going to end up being very narrow, and it's not going to touch the Oyvei HaRechem. Because of that, the Aver won't be Meschamim, and he won't be able to be Moitzi Zera, that would be Yoyre Kecheitz, and as a result, he won't be able to be Moile. However, in the case where it's Kemarzev, that being that the thickness of the Aver is still there, so you're not going to have that issue, and therefore it's going to be fine. Amar Rava said, Kavasi de Ravuna Mestarpa. So again, we have Machloikis, Ravuna, and Rav Chizda. When, in the event that right now the Aver is other Kekumis, other Kemarzev, is it Kosher or is it Possel? Ravuna said Kekumis, Kosher, Kemarzev, Possel. Rav Chizda said Faker. He said Kemarzev, Kosher, Kekumis, Possel. So Rava said it's Mestaba like Ravuna, that a Kumis is Kosher and a Marzev is Possel. Why? Because his svara of Shalba Avira, I understand. Now, you'll tell me, what about Rav Chizda's svara? What was Rav Chizda's svara that if it's kekumas, it should be a problem? Why? Because he can't be moiled. Why not? Because the Eva is not going to touch the Oivei Arech, it won't be Meschamim, it won't be Zerah, that's Yorah Kechetz. No, he said, it's not an issue. You know why? Me did the Havi, Abarz of the Chaviso. To me, it's no different than if somebody takes a spigot and he puts it into a Chavis. So the spigot's much narrower than the top of the opening of the Chavis. However, what happens is that the top of the spigot, meaning the point of the spigot, doesn't touch the Oivei Achavis, but the top of it eventually will. So he says the same thing, the person's guf although it won't be mischamem al yedei the git itself, but the guf itself will be mischamem because the guf will be touching the guf, and that will be enough for the zera to be moitzi, for it to be yoyer kechetz. And as a result, he said, I don't think that it should be a problem in the case of kir kulmis, and that's what Rava said. Kavasit Ravuna mistab. I'm only Ravina lemeremer. Ravina told meremer. Hachiyam marzuchim b'shoyed rapapa. I'm going to tell you what I heard from marzuch in the name of rapapa. Hilchasa. You know what halacha is? Ben kekumis, ben kemarzev chera. Doesn't matter if it's kekumis or kemarzev, they're both kosher. Meaning, kekumis is kosher and kemarzev is kosher. However, he said, miyu mi boyole, this was my shiloh. He said, the shiloh was, lemata me'atara oy lemayla. Is this issue an issue, even if it's lemata me'atara, or does it have to be lemayla me'atara? Meaning, if someone was nichras, and it was nichras kekumis, or it was nichras kemarzev, said Allah is in both cases it's going to be kosher. He said, but what I'm not sure about is was he talking about where it was lamata me'atara, or was he talking about lamayla? So he told him pshita de lamayla me'atara. He said, of course he was talking about lamayla me'atara. Why? Because the isol gadayet lamata me'atara. If it was lamata me'atara, I feel a nichras aginami. If the whole gid wasn't there, it wouldn't be a problem. So how could you tell me that kikumas or kamarzev is going to be worse? So the mar says, Ravina didn't know that. No, Ravina l'shpucha the merema hudabai. He was dafke trying to get merema to make a mistake. Who of the davim masa mechasya? There was a ma'isa masa mechasya where shafi. So Rashi says that the uvda was where a person had a gid, it was nichras, he was a krushifcha on some level, it was kemarzev. And Rav Ashi wanted to be machsherim, so what he did was, shafye, he made it like a kolmes, he switched it from being kemarzev to kolmes, he did like a surgery, and then it was kasha. Who uvda dava pumpadisa? There was a maisa that took place in pumpadisa. Istatem gufso de shichvazera. What happened, the makim from which shichvazera comes out inside the guf, it was nistatim, it was clogged. The anfik b'makim ktanim, and it came out from the place that ktanim comes out. Meiraglaim. So Rabbi Rabbi Lachshure. So Rabbi Rabbi wanted to say that it's going to be kosher. What's the problem? What is the issue over here? Amar Papi. So Rabbi Papi, you said mishum da asim min mulay, because you come from mulay. Rashi says you come from a mishpacha umlala. Come from Azan Nebuchadig Mishpachi, you come from Beis Eli, Amritu Mili Mulyasa, so you say Azelcha Alochas, Alochas, of course it's going to be a problem. And you know why it's going to be a problem? Because what's the taitch of a Pitsu Adak and a Kroshivcha? Could you be Mailed? Could you not be Mailed? Once the Zera is not coming out from the Makam Zera, it's coming out from the Makam Ktanim, it's Loy Mavashla, the Zera is not Mavashal. If it's not Mavashal, it can't be Mailed. If it can't be Mailed, he's going to be included in the Isser of Loyavai Bekalasha.